She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for being here. So I've got Jacob Teitelbaum with me. I call him the Patch Adams of the MD world because he is definitely an MD, a medical doctor. He's got the MD. I have the ND. And gosh darn it, sometimes the alphabet soup at the end doesn't really matter. It's, hey, are you a good person and can you listen to people? That's what people care about, I think, when it comes to their doctors. Although I think the training, Jacob, is important. But I do call you the Patch Adams because you're such a consumer advocate. And the way that you are with people, the way that you help them and make them feel, I think, is just extraordinary. And I really appreciate your inputs every week on this show. We're talking today about acid reflux during the day, because next week you got to stay tuned because it's going to be during the night. And there's a difference, isn't there?
Absolutely. And so for listeners, when you have this, oh my God, I can't believe I ate the whole thing kind of a feeling, and you hear your stomach screaming, looking up at you and just going, help me, help me. Now you turn on the TV, you're going to think the problem is too much acid. But I got a secret for you that the drug companies don't want you to know. It's not too much acid. It's poor digestion causing indigestion. And when you take those acid blockers and turn off stomach acid, you make the symptoms better in the short term, but you make digestion worse in the long term, and you get addicted. So we're going to teach you today how to heal your digestion so the indigestion goes away.
Love it. You know, I love that you say that right off the bat, because it's a disease category. It's, and I think acid reflux is nothing more. And it's all due respect to people that actually feel a burning and have the reflux of acid. And honestly, I feel like the percentage is very, very small versus the percentage that's been diagnosed. But I think sometimes on the broad spectrum, acid reflux is nothing but a marketing campaign. Seriously, seriously, seriously. And I love that you can break it down and say, hey, it might not be too much acid that's coming up. It's too little, leading to poor digestion, leading to food still being in your stomach, causing that sensation. So absolutely, Jacob.
Absolutely. So Holly, let's give listeners a little tiptoe through the tulips of our digestive system, so to speak. So what happens when you eat food? Number one, you chew it. That breaks it down into little chunks, which is good, and mixes the enzymes. It goes down in your stomach. The stomach pours acid and enzymes onto the food. And then it churns it around. And after about an hour, that food is a digested liquid slurry. The stomach tests it, says, yep, ready to go on, opens the doorway at the bottom of the stomach, and it pours into the small intestine where it gets neutralized and absorbed. Now, what happens if you don't have acid? Because you're on an acid blocker, it happens as we age over 40 and 50, we make less acid. Or what happens if you don't have enzymes? Because they were destroyed in food processing, which almost all food processing does now.
Right.
Well, you can't digest the food, and it just sits there and sits there and sits there. And after about an hour, it's still just sitting there. And your stomach says, this stuff's faulty. It hits the return to sender button. Right. And now you're getting acid reflux, and any acid hurts in the food pipe where it doesn't belong. So here's a three-step solution that I'm going to give folks for how to heal that up. Because if you just stop your acid blockers, you will get acid reflux rebound from hell, and you will curse my name, because they are extremely addictive. So don't start by doing that. Start by healing digestion.
Yes.
Step one, you want to use plant-based digestive enzymes. Animal-based enzymes are good for inflammation, but they don't work worth a damn for digestion.
Right.
Sorry, guys. They just don't. They don't work across the entire acid-based spectrum like the plant-based enzymes do.
That's the key about the plant-based, is that across, you know, and I see people's pHs all over the place, and the plant-based enzymes really have that. They'll cover it all. They'll cover it all.
Absolutely. So any good company, as long as it says 100% plant-based, I like ones like Complete Just, Similes, but those are going to help digestion a lot. Step number two, chew your food.
Uh-huh.
And while you're at it, don't have too much in the way of ice drinks, because that's going to make it a little bit harder when you have the ice for your enzymes to work. They don't work at ice temperatures. Three, increase your stomach acid naturally. And you can do that, strangely enough, by drinking diet colas, such as Zevia. It's an all-natural cola. It has the same acidity as stomach acid. Having vinegar-based salad dressings, will supply acidity. Holly, what's your favorite ways for supplying acidity?
I actually like a little baking soda, and I brush my teeth with it often.
Now, that's going to neutralize things, though.
Well, that's true. Sorry. I still like it. But I also, one of my favorite mineral waters is Gerolsteiner. At least I think that's how you say it. I love the sparkling water, period. But I use that, too.
Cool. So now here's the photo. And write this down, folks. I'm going to give you three awesome products for going ahead and healing your digestion. Number one, instead of Tums, you don't want to take straight calcium because it's been shown to increase the risk of heart disease. So get something called immediate heartburn relief. It's a nice chewable antacid that's healthy for you that you can take whenever your stomach is saying it needs something. Then you want to take licorice. You can use licorice tea. I like something called Advanced DGL. I don't like the taste of licorice that much, like most of the DGL licorice products. But Advanced DGL does not need to be chewed. It works very well. It is as soothing for the stomach as Tagamet is, but it doesn't cause the problems. And then you want to treat the gut infections by using a mix of limonene, which kills the infections, and then sea buckthorn. I like Advanced Heartburn Rescue. So those three, immediate heartburn relief, Advanced DGL, Advanced Heartburn Rescue, this is a three-step program that'll help heal your stomach. So after a month, you can start to wean off the acid blockers, wean by going to Tagamet first, and then wean off.
Yeah, I love it. I think having that exit strategy is so imperative because, especially for the acid blockers, I tell you, long-term use, gallbladder disease, osteoporosis. I mean, you name it. I've got patients that have been on them for years and years and years, and I can go down the checklist, and they have it all.
There's a big black box that says, do not take these long-term.
Yep.
On the box. There's a reason for that.
Yep. And they keep being prescribed and prescribed over and over, year and year. Now, people, I want to also, because this is such great information, but you have an app where I assume this information is located, that people can actually
yes.
go to that app and they could have access if they listen to the show and then they want to be reminded. What's that app again?
Cures A to Z. So Cures, capital A, dash Z. It's a free app, over 2 million downloads, and it'll have health conditions from A to Z, tell you what's going on, how to make them go away.
I love it. And also nfatigue.com as well. So I know next week we are going to be talking, I'll just kind of prime it about acid reflux at night because it's slightly different. But I love your approach too because it's so doable. And the other thing too, besides being effective, these things that you talk about regarding healing your digestion and then therefore squashing the symptoms of acid reflux or that sensation, they're inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. And they give you healthy digestion. So instead of side effects, like you get from medications, you get side benefits. Suddenly you get good nutrition. You feel good. Your hair is looking better. Your skin is looking better. You're starting to lose weight because your body's not feeling malnourished and constantly craving sugar in the calories. It makes you feel good. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, I think that if you can, and that's why I love, you know, I always say there's value in all systems of medicine and certainly prescription medications. There is a place for them. But usually long term, they become an obstacle to your issues of health and also in the way of getting closer to your desires. So, Jacob, thank you so much for being here. Cures A to Z is the app that you can get on your smartphone. I have it. It's amazing. I really encourage every single person to download that because you've got tips like this right at your fingertips. Nfatigue.com. You can always find the lovely Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And you got to come back next week because we're going to be talking about acid reflux at night. All right, I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.